It's just seemed a little, kind of odd that it would do that. But at least I know it's accepting input, so that's a good thing. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, and we'll see what happens, I guess. But anyway, I just want to thank you for your suggestions there. K4JZX, I believe it is. This is V5 Kilo Juliet's here. Back to you.
Okay, Kelly, thank you very much. V5KJS, KK4JZX here. And folks, are there any more check-ins for tonight? We've got a question on the table, and that is from Kelly. And hopefully we'll have some additional suggestions and perhaps questions or any additional tips. Go ahead and check in with the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet.
88LR in Kalamazoo, Michigan, by accolade.
KA5EZQ, RF link, out of Bell Chase to New Orleans.
Okay, the first station that came in, I heard ALR, but go ahead and come back. I did hear KA5EZQ, but that first station, ALR, go ahead and come back with your call sign and your name, and we'll go ahead and continue.
The call is Kilo 8 Lima Romeo, K8LR. Handle's Bob, and I'm in Kalamazoo, Michigan. This is the first time I've checked into the TechNet. I don't really have anything. I'm just kind of listening on the side. K8LR, back to net.
Okay, K8 Lima Romeo. This is KK4JZX. Thanks for checking in tonight, and definitely appreciate that. Stick around. You might be able to answer something for somebody here tonight, or if you think about anything, feel free to break in. Recheck, and we'll try to answer your question. KA5EZQ, KA5EZQ, how's it going tonight? And thanks for joining us on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. You've got a question or a comment for tonight? Go ahead.
No question or comment at the. Well, I do have a comment actually. This is KA5EZQ, Rick out of Bell Chase, Louisiana. And to show just how small a world this is, K8ALR, I was born in Kalamazoo, believe it or not. Only lived in Kalamazoo for about 6 months before my parents moved elsewhere, but I've lived down here in southeast Louisiana for quite a long while, since I was about a junior in high school, I think it was. Other than that, I'm not sure what the questions on the table are at the moment, so if you refresh us, I might be able to come back on that. KA5EZQ, back to net control.
Rick, we've got two questions here. One of them is from Joe, KA9OPL, and I'm taking this from memory. He's got a question about if anybody knows of accessible software, and meaning accessible meaning screen reader accessible software that has a digital mode capability. And then we've got a question from VE5KJS Kelly, who has a Kenwood TS570D, if my mind serves me correctly, and he is doing he has a keyer that he's using. And he's trying to save a message into one of the memory slots. He's got three memory slots to save into. He says he gets the BT, which Joe says that's usually indicating that you can begin transmitting. But then when he saves his message to the memory, he gets the error beep when he presses the REC button on the radio. He gets an error beep indicating that it wasn't saved. So he'd like to find out what that is and why that's happening, and if it has to do with the battery, or if it's something else. KA5EZQ, did you copy that? Go ahead.
Affirmative. I did copy that. I am not, unfortunately, familiar with the TS570. I think that's what the was, or the programming of it. The TK series, I know somewhat better, but those are commercial rigs. As a matter of fact, I'm using a TK760, and it doesn't have some of the niceties for the HF, it doesn't have any HF capability. So I'm afraid I'm not much help on that. KA5EZQ back.
Okay, Rick. KA5EZQ, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. And stick around, because there might be a question tonight that you'd be interested in answering, or perhaps you might think of something that you want to ask on the net. And if you've got another comment, feel free to jump in anytime with a recheck, and we'll take it. So at this time, I'm at the bottom of the list, and I'd like to take additional check-ins, folks, for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. This is Jose in Miami, Florida, taking your check-ins right now. Go ahead.
V5 Kilo Juliet Sierra recheck.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Hotel Golf Uniform.
All right, Kelly. I've got Kelly, VE5 KJS, and then I've got KF5 HGU. I'll take the recheck with Kelly, VE5 KJS. Go ahead with your recheck.
This is V5 Kilo Juliet Sierra. Jose. I was just going to say that, actually, just to correct you, I don't get the error beep after I hit the REC button. Basically gives me the sound that indicates that it got saved, I believe. But it's when I hit one of the channel numbers to play the message back, like, let's say, channel 1, then I get the error beep, and there's no message saved. So I just thought I'd correct you there. It's not the REC button that's the problem. It's the channel numbers after I've saved a message to one. It just doesn't work there. Back to you, V5KJS.
Okay, Kelly. Thank you for the correction. The correction that Kelly just made is that the error, he does get the error beep when he tries to retrieve what he's already saved into the channel. So when he right after he hits REC for record, when he tries to retrieve that information from the channel, that message, he gets the error beep. All right, KF5HGU, how's it going tonight? This is KK4JZX. What's your comment or question for the TechNet tonight? Welcome.
KK4JZX, Jose, KF5HGU, Bob here in Mesquite, Texas. I'm afraid I can't comment on either the questions that are already before the net. I'm not familiar with the screen readers and digital, and don't know the radio. But I did want to ask what you might have found out about the change from Hotmail to Outlook, if I don't inject a new thought in there. KF5HGU back to you.
Bob, KF5HGU, this is KK4JZX. Okay, you know, I did a little bit of research, and Microsoft is not going to be forcing everybody to the Outlook domain. They're going to encourage most people to switch over, and what's happening now is when you go to Hotmail and you try to log in, it actually goes to the Outlook website, Outlook.com, and you can still log in with your Hotmail account, but they're not going to force everybody to go to Outlook.com. Like, for example, if you have Bob at Outlook.com, at Hotmail.com, they're not going to force you to go to Outlook.com with that domain. You're still going to be able to use the old Hotmail account and still use it. But what they are doing, and let me break here real quick. What they are doing, and I found this by reading a little bit more last week on my issue, is that they're with some accounts, they're limiting the number of emails that you can receive on a per day basis. And I believe that I've been hit by that, but I'm not sure yet. KF5HGU, did you copy that? Go ahead.
KK4JZX, yes, I did, Jose, and it's kind of interesting. When I heard it, I know you were on Hotmail, or you mentioned it that night on the net, and I know a couple other folks that are on Hotmail. So, yeah, I've been through that. They don't force you to give up the domain name if you want to. My domain name is flash.net. And that comes from a small startup company here that was bought out by Prodigy, that was bought out by Southwestern Bell, that was eventually bought out by AT&T, but they did allow me to keep my flash.net and my original email address. So anyway, I was just kind of curious about that, Jose, and glad they're not actually forcing you out of that Hotmail. Once you get used to it, it's hard to give up. KK4JZX, KF5HGU, back to net.
Okay, Bob, KF5HGU, KK4JZX, thanks for checking in tonight. I know you've checked in a couple times in the last, actually a few times, almost every day, every Thursday, so we appreciate that. And thank you for always bringing up some good questions and suggestions. Appreciate that as well. All right, I'm at the bottom of the list here, and we're going to take additional check-ins tonight, folks, for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. This is KK4JZX, Jose, down in Miami, Florida, where the weather is really nice tonight. So if you've got a question for the TechNet tonight, you've got a suggestion, you've got a tip, this is the time to come in and check in with the net. Go ahead. Okay, this is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. If you want to check in tonight with a question or a comment, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Quick recheck, KA9OPL.
Joe, KA9OPL, go ahead with your recheck.
Okay, thanks. I just was curious, back to the VE5, I think it's a KJS. I'm sorry, I'm probably getting your call wrong, Kelly, but can I go direct with Kelly for just a second? I got one question for him.
Of course, go ahead, KK4JZX.
Thanks. Okay, I was just wondering, Kelly, do you know, does the 570D use the VGS1 sound voice chip, or is it use a different chip?
KA9OPL, this is Victor Echo 5 Kilo Juliet Sierra. I'm not sure if it uses the VGS1 chip. I'm using on mine the VS3, the voice synthesizer. I don't think it has any storage capabilities, though. I think it's just for the speech. I don't know if it also handles the Morse code messages you get, like if you flip to a different mode, like let's say CW or RTTY or anything like that. You know, when you hit those buttons, you get like a C for CW and R for RTTY, that kind of thing. I don't know if that's it, but that's basically what this one has. It's the VS3. Back to you, KA9OPL from V5KJS.
V5KJS, okay. Yeah, the reason I was asking was because I'm familiar with the commands for the VGS1, because that's what I've got the TS480 SAT, and that's what it uses. But, yeah, the VS3, I'm sure then your command set's going to be a little different. And I don't have the 570 manual. I'm sure I could get it. But anyway, I guess you'll have to play around with it. And if I find something, I'll get back maybe next week on the net and pass it along. Okay. Thanks much. We'll turn it back to Net Control then. KK4JZX from KA9OPL.
Okay, Joe, KA9OPL, thank you very much. And thank you, Kelly. VE5KJS. Man, I would keep mixing up that call sign. I apologize for that. Moving on, folks, with the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, if you've got a question tonight, or a suggestion, or a tip, go ahead and check in with the net.
I'd like to check in KE5AGH.
All right, that sounds like Eddie, KE5AGH. How's it going, Eddie? It's been a while. Thanks for joining us once again on TechNet. Go ahead with your comment or question for tonight.
Well, not being able to get in here, my lupus acted up, and the right leg that I got amputated had one of the lupus sores pop up on it, and while I'm hopping around on crutches over at a friend's house, and the bad thing about it is this place is not worth a flip for internet texting or talking. You really gotta find the magic spot and keep it right there just to have a chance. Kind of don't know if some of my words are getting cut off or not. That's what it usually does when it just kind of depends on conditions, I guess. Yeah, that's why we hadn't been checking in. Look forward to listening to as much as the net as we can. And it's good to be back on here, and hopefully we'll be soon. KE5AGH, Eddie in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Eddie, KE5AGH, did you hear of the question by Kelly on his Kenwood TS570D? Did you hear that question, and do you think you might have an answer for him there? Go ahead.
No, I didn't hear the question. I've only had one HF radio, general code and receive, but not real familiar with the model. And me being VHF, UHF, I tend to know more about that. And, of course, whatever towers that need HF antennas on it, you know, that's right up my alley, too, and everything. But, you're hearing me okay 100%, or am I losing packets?
Eddie, KE5AGH, KK4JZX, you are coming in clear. And you're not. I don't see any issues with your audio there. So sounds really good. Go ahead.
Okay, well, it's a good deal. I noticed that it's been 3G lit up and two bars. That's unusual. Using an Android phone. Continue on with the net, and we'll be here listening for sure. Take care. Thanks for calling it and. Hopefully be able to get in sometime tomorrow there. We'll just see what happens. But if I go to chopping up, that's what's happening. KE5AGH.
All right, Eddie. KE5AGH, thanks for checking in tonight. And we look forward to hearing you again on here. This is KK4JZX, Jose from Miami, Florida. And folks, we're taking check-ins tonight for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. If you've got a question or a comment, and it's technology related, we'll try to discuss it here. And I don't know if you guys heard, but you ladies and gentlemen heard, but just recently, for about a month, in late 2012, NASA discovered a third radiation belt around the two Van Allen belts that are already there. So that's an interesting read if you guys are interested in that type of news. And you know, nobody knows. NASA knows why it happened, and they know why it was annihilated. But they don't know whether that radiation belt is going to reappear, and what impact it might have on communications. So if you're interested in that, look it up on Google, and it'll be a nice read. KK4JZX, taking check-ins for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Go ahead.
WB6JTJ to Jose.
WB6JTJ, Walter, how's it going tonight? Go ahead.
Okay, it's going fine, and I got a couple of questions about the remote base, if that's possible. Question number one, how do I have the thing called web transceiver. So how do I access W4MQ software when I have web transceiver to see if I have .620.200? That's question number one. Question number two, how do I get to your lesson about the remote base, about checking my station to see if it'll interrupt anybody else's station when they're on, and is there a thing I should know about so I don't mess people up? I'd like to use the remote base station, but I don't know when somebody is on, and that's it.
Okay, easy enough, Walter. WB6JTJ. I've got an answer for you on both of those things.
Okay.
The first one is the web transceiver software is a W4MQ. It's just that it's interchangeable. It's a web transceiver, but it is it was originally developed by W4MQ, Stan Shredder, and I have been maintaining the software since September of last year, and we've had some incredible success in getting it updated in the first in the latter part of last year and the first part of this year, and we're getting ready to release another version soon. So W4MQ is the web transceiver software. Let me break here. And Walter, WB6JTJ, on your second question regarding the training, if you go to www.handyham.org/remote-base, all together, all lowercase, you're going to find everything you need to know about setting up the remote-based software, W4MQ, synonymous with web transceiver as well. And we've put up some articles recently, as of last, in the last 7 or 10 days, we've been putting updates up there on a daily basis. And if you want to know about how to check your station to see if somebody's logged in, go ahead and go into the remote-based website, and do a search for JAWS, and you're going to find an article on doing what you need to do. Let me break again. And essentially, you go in there and you do a search for JAWS, and you're going to see a couple of lessons, all written in text. And by the way, this is KK4JZX. And one of them shows you how to use the DOS cursor to actually see who is online. And don't worry, you're not going to be able to mess up anybody, because you won't be able to log in. But and then there's another way, a couple of other ways to actually check who's connected. WB6JTJ, did you copy that? This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, I did. WDX, Marcus put in the, he set me up with remote base, and I just wondered if he put in that 0.620.200. I don't know if he has, but how do I check to see if he has? I don't want something to go monkey wrong with me.
Okay, Walter. To check that, you can actually check by bringing up the menu and arrowing all the way to the right. It's going to be right after the exit option, and you're going to see version, and it's going to be, the latest version is going to be 6.2.0.200, okay? So if you copied that, give me an acknowledgement, and then we'll go ahead and move on with any additional check-ins. KK4JZX, go ahead.
Yeah, and how long is a person allowed on the server before the next person checks in with the remote base? I don't want to mess anybody up.
Okay, Walter, WB6JTJ, KK4JZX. Not sure what the levels of are. Go ahead and go to the website and contact the person that's listed there, and they'll let you know what the time frame is. I believe it's 30 minutes for technician level, and anything else, I would not know. That stuff is configured at the remote base, at the host side, and so I wouldn't be able to tell you. We'll probably put something up to document that at some point. But that's a good question. Thanks for asking it, Walter. Unless you've got another question, we'll go ahead and move on. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm an extra class, so I'm at the top, Jose. So I'll let you go, and I'll try that. And should I make a disk copy of the commands or braille them down on a piece of paper so I don't mess up?
Okay, Walter. WB6JTJ, KK4JZX. Don't know about that. If you'd like to do that, that's fine. You can also reference the website for the commands. And if you're interested in doing it in Braille, that's fine. I typically keep the station open, and I just go switch over to the command list on the internet. But if you'd like to do that, then it's up to you. So go ahead with your next comment, and then we'll move on with the next check-in.
Okay, tonight I sent you two messages. I don't know if you got them, but I hope I got your name right, and I hope I got your address right. So I'll move on, and you can check in with other people.
Walter, WB6JTJ, thank you very much. And we always look forward to hearing you on the net here, and you always bring up the good questions. We like that. And thank you for making an exciting net in the last two nets, because we had quite a bit of an interesting discussion when you first came in with your question about the TV problem you were having, and then we talked about remote base for a little bit there last week. Definitely fun and great to have you on here. Feel free to jump in anytime you'd like with any other questions, with a recheck if you'd like, at any point, okay? You're definitely welcome here, and you're welcome to ask any questions at all on any topic related to technology. Okay, folks, any other check-ins for tonight? Go ahead.
KL3RH.
Sounds like Riley, KL3RH. Riley, how's it going tonight? Go ahead with your question, comment, or suggestion. This is KK4JZX.
Actually, Jose, I have none of the above. I just wanted to give you one for the numbers and just got home and grabbed something quick to eat and figured I was hoping I'd catch the net while on. So, looks like I accomplished everything and I gave them to you.
Okay, Riley, KL3RH, KK4JZX. You know, I made a comment earlier about the radiation belt that was discovered late last year by NASA, and of course the radiation belt disappeared a month later, and it is I'm sure you're familiar with the Van Allen belts, which were discovered in 1958, and those belts are responsible for often interfering with satellite communications, and NASA just discovered a third one, which disappeared within a month, and then they don't know whether what conditions are going to cause it to either come back or if it's ever going to come back. KK4JZX, go ahead, Riley.
Yeah, there's so much about this stuff that we really don't understand. It seems like the more we learn, in life too, the older we get. I don't know about any of you guys, but I know me. The older I get, the stupider I get. Because I'll tell you what, when I was in my teens and 20s, I thought I knew it all. And now in my late 40s, I tell you what, I don't know squat. Very interesting, though. I am curious, as are a lot of people, I suppose, why they disappear, and when they disappear, where do they go? What a thought for contemplation. KL3RH.
Okay, Riley, thanks for your check-in tonight, and those are things that I think that as we move along in this evolution, we're definitely going to be humbled by many, many, many factors and many issues that arise as are trying to discover things and learn new things. So, this is KK4JZX, Jose in Miami, for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Are there any other additional check-ins for tonight, folks? Go ahead.
Charles 8, Fox, Quebec, Victor, Mark, Aurora.
Kilo, Fox, Ross, 5, Quebec, Bravo.
I think I got KC8FQB KF5QQB, Eric. Thanks for joining us tonight, folks. KC8FQB, go ahead with your check-in. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, mainly remark. I just want to stop in, say good evening to all on the net. We stopped in last night on the Handy Ham net at 8. Heard Doug in there. I figure I'd stop in tonight. Checked into a few other Echo Link nets now tonight. I checked into the Defiance Ohio one, and I checked up in Ashtabula, and we checked in. I heard a local one on the radio reference, which I was trying to check into on the HT in Cleveland, but I don't know. Something happened. I don't know. Checked into another one out in T-Cars. So just did my rounds and continued doing my work. But I figured I'd stop by. I don't got no questions or anything. I was just like listening to see what people are answering and are asking and what answers are coming. And, so we'll send it back to net, KCFQB.
Okay, KCFQB, this is KK4JZX. There was one question on the table, and if you'd like to answer it a little bit, if you've got a question, an answer for it, rather, it's by Kelly, VE5KJS. He has a Kenwood TS570D, and he's using a keyer and saving a message into one of the memories, and he gets through the process of saving it, and it goes right into the memory. It works, but when he hits the number to recall the message, then he gets the error beep. So he's trying to figure out what that is, and if anything in particular he could do to fix that problem. He's thinking it's a battery issue, and if somebody can suggest that, corroborate to that issue, that would be great. And if you have another suggestion for him, that would be great as well. Go ahead, KC8FQV, go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
All right, KC8FQV, I apologize, but I don't have an answer for either one, really. It could be just, it seems like it not. I'm wondering if he's just not doing the key press too quick. I don't know if there would be any type of a key setting in there for how long you hold a key timing, but it's an impossible thing. But I don't know. I've never really used the key, or I have never used that rig. But that'd be the only thing, would be keystroke time, how long it takes to go on, or maybe keys are even sticking a little bit. They sometimes can do that. They can stick, or the square keys, the rectangle keys, that they get pushed at one end a little bit, they can stick there, and that could be happening. But other than that, I wouldn't have a clue, so we'll send it back to Net, KCFQV.
Okay, and I think I got your name here in my log. I was looking it up. I apologize. It's Mark, right? And it's KC8FQ Victor. Is that correct? Go ahead.
All right, yep. You got name is right. Mark, M-A-R-K. And the call is King Charles 8, Foxtrot, Quebec Victor. And that's correct. So send it back to Net. Over.
Okay, Mark. Thanks a lot for checking in tonight. I went to my log and looked up your call sign there. And I thought I had one letter incorrect in your call sign. But I looked it up, and I think I appreciate that you confirmed that is correct. So moving on to KF5QQB, Eric in New Orleans. How's it going over there tonight? And do you have a question or a comment? Maybe an answer for the question on the TS580. No, the TS570D tonight. Go ahead.
Hello, Jose, and everyone on the deck. This is Eric, KF5QQB, down here in the New Orleans area. Actually, across the river from New Orleans in Marrero. But I pulled up the book on the TS-570, and it says that you have to hold down the record button while you're recording, or you press and hold the channel button, do the recording, and then let go of the channel button to stop recording. At least that's what it says for voice. I haven't found this section where it specifically says CW. But anyway, that's the one thing that jumped out at me that I didn't catch, was whether or not you held down the button during the entirety of when you were recording to it. But anyway, just wanted to say hello, and I did actually remember to turn on the radio tonight. When the Net started, I was going into the grocery store, so I couldn't jump in right there at the beginning, but finally got in right at the very end. So I'll send it back to you, Jose. KF5QQB, clear.
Hey, Eric, if you'll stick around there for a second, I've got a question, but let me clarify a little bit here for VE5KJS, Kelly. So you're saying that when he's saving that message to memory, he has to hold down memory and then press down the channel button and let go of the channel button and then let go of the memory, I'm sorry, of the record button. Did I copy that correctly? Go ahead.
Almost. I said one thing, but I was going too fast. Press the record button, AC comes on, then press and hold down the channel 1, channel 2, or channel 3, whichever one you pick, and says begin speaking into your microphone. I'm assuming that that's, also start recording your CW. We leave the button pressed in step 4 when you have finished recording your message. And then start with step 3, which is press the record button to do another channel. But if you have to hold down the channel button the entire time that you're recording to it, as far as voice is concerned. So, and to play back the message, just do whatever Fox is. Press the channel button after you turn your selected your FST, FM, AM, whatever, and turn off Fox if it's on, and then press the channel button and it plays it. Anyway, that's what the manual says. I don't have any direct experience with that radio, but I am good at reading and finding stuff on the internet and reading manuals. So hopefully that helps a little bit. KF5QQ, you guys are next control.
Okay, Eric, KF5QQB, thank you very much. Let me go to Kelly really quickly before I ask you your question. And the question is about the N5 OZG repeater. And I'll come back to you, but I often see it disconnected, and I don't know what the procedure is for that or if Joe connects it. But I'm going to come back to you after I call Kelly. VE5KJS, Kelly, do you copy? Are you still on the net here? Go ahead.
Roger, Jose. Yeah, I'm still here.
Kelly, VE5KJS, KK4JZX, does that answer work for you? Do you think you might be able to use it, the suggestion by KF5QQB? Go ahead.
I think we can give that a try, definitely. I think we can do it. I should mention, for the CW in the memory, I'm using just a straight key that's hooked into the radio, that I've got connected to the radio, rather. It's not a bug or anything, just a straight key. But yeah, we'll give that a try, and thanks very much for all your help there, Eric. Really appreciate it. Anyway, back to you there, Jose, V5KJS.
Okay, Kelly, we try to get everybody an answer here, and if we can't get it this week, we would get it next week, but I think we've got some good suggestions for you. And thank you for checking in tonight. And we look forward to having you next week as well. If you'd like to join us, we'd like to have you, of course. KK4JZX. Going back to KF5QQB, Eric. Regarding my curiosity on N5OZG, do you know what the procedure is for that? I've had that question come up a couple times on several nets, and sometimes the N5OZG repeater is not connected and. And I know that Herb AE5YC used to connect it, but don't know what the procedure is for that now. KK4JZX, go ahead, Eric.
I believe I can answer that question for you, Jose. There are two different ways that we use to connect the repeater to EchoLink. One of them is to just dial the shortcut or the EchoLink node number. And the other way is that Joe has a computer that does all the connecting for him, and he has a script set up that automatically connects it at certain times in certain ways. And finally, if it connected automatically, it connected tonight, just about the time I was thinking about it. I know he also has it set up to automatically connect during midday. At least it was. I have to double check with him. In fact, I was him on the phone when I was talking with you a couple of minutes ago, and he was trying to. He was asking me questions right before I left work at 6:30, and I was told him I'd call him back, but the net was on, and it was regarding the repeater computer, or the EchoLink computer. So anyway, I will ask him about that. Because I'm fairly certain that he has HandyCam programmed in to automatically connect.
KF5QQB, KK4JZX. Just a curiosity, you know, didn't want to pry, but I wanted to ask in case something was going on. And I know that I noticed the N5OZG had not been connected a few times last week, and it connected tonight, so I was happy to see that it was. And thanks for checking in. We like to have you on here. Appreciate it, and we appreciate your suggestions and your comments about the TS-570D, Kenwood. Okay, folks, are there any further check-ins for tonight? Go ahead. Okay, folks, if there are no further check-ins for tonight, I'm going to make a last call for check-ins, and then we're going to put a ribbon on this one. And so if you've got any final comments, any suggestions for tonight, for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Go ahead, it's your turn before we close the net.
Keep up the good work, Jose, WB6JTJ. Can you stick around after that for a minute?
Walter, W6JTJ, let me check with that, because I'm supposed to get my dog out. I've got a service animal, and he's standing right downstairs waiting for me, and I know he's waiting for me to take him, so I'll take him over out, and we'll see what we can do after that, okay? Copy?
Sure do. I'll remain here and wait for you to come back. WB6JTJ waiting.
Okay, Walter, thanks for the encouragement. Thanks for the appreciation. That's always good to have appreciation for what we do. Thank you. And you're a very important part of all this, so we appreciate that you are part of it, too. Folks, any final comments for tonight? This is KK4JZX. Go ahead. All right. This is the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, and tonight we're finally closing the net. If you'd like to find out more about Handy Ham, you can visit www.handyham.org. And if you want to learn more about the nets, you can put a /nets at the end there, www.handyham.org/nets. And on that page, you'll find all the listings of all the nets, the daily nets. And all you've got to remember is 11 and 7. So 11 a.m. Central Time, Minnesota local time, and 7 p.m. Central on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And this net, the TechNet, on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. So this is KK4JZX. wanted to thank everybody who joined us tonight. Let me break. I want to thank the repeater owners as well, that are allowing us to be on the air talking about technology, talking about something we love to do. And want to thank Handy Ham for making this TechNet possible. So once again, folks, I'd like to thank everybody. And we're going to be returning all equipment to normal amateur use. And this is KK4JZX saying 73 and clear.
73 is there, Jose. And EQ, be clear. 73.